Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. We have a nice surprise coming in a moment.
Hey, everyone. The master, who is John Denver, must be singing to the planet, because I was singing that song yesterday on my morning walk with the dogs. I think that's pretty sweet. Thank you. Welcome, everyone, to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is Monday, August 22nd, and our focus tonight comes to us from St. Germain, and I quote, "It's underway. Remain in peace." Today is day 9 of our show of unity. Saint Germain and Archangel Michael are our guests tonight. In addition, we have a few letters from you out there, our family members, I want to read. A quick Megan Owen report, an RV goodie from Christine. Good. And with that, let's all come together in our pillars of light. Deep breath. See the beautiful sparkling blue diamond aligning with the mind of Mother and Father God. Feel the beautiful pink diamond in our hearts aligning with the heart of Mother and Father God. Feel the beautiful white diamond sparkling in your solar plexus, aligning with the will of Mother and Father God. Along with Tara anchoring deep under your feet, reaching up and grabbing hands with our Mother and Father God, expanding out around us, filling every cell, this conscious, beautiful pillar of light. Feel this expand and join with all of our family members around the world and our beautiful pillar of light surrounding the globe. And we are one. Thank you, everyone. Such a beautiful pillar shining. Okay, well, let's do a quick Megan Owen report, and then we'll welcome our family from New York. So we've been, Owen and I have been playing with the expansion that is being called for us all to move into, expanding more and more. So here on the farm, I have 5 animals and cows and coyotes and rabbits and whatnot, like a barnyard. And sometimes it gets quite complicated when I want to protect each other from each other and the new little calves and the dogs who want to play and the little rabbits while our animals are ascending and learning that we can be curious but not aggressive. So I'm minding all my P's and Q's, and sometimes it means putting them all on leashes on our walk. And it really should be a video on YouTube with Meg walking with 3 leashes, these dogs around the farm. And we'll get in twist ties and all tangled up. And I used to get sort of annoyed, like, okay, this is ridiculous. And I'd throw down the leashes, take a deep breath, pick them all up again. But now I see this as a really fun opportunity to expand. So now Owen and I play a game on our morning walk. So whenever we get all twisted up, we stop, I feel it. I laugh. I choose something else just to expand and, and be a part of this morning walk and let go of any agenda I have and expand and laugh some more. And I find that this helps me increase my capacity to anchor in more prosperity. So anytime I'm on a daily chore, just the smallest thing, and I find that I've moved into something less than joyful, I just use that as a clue that this is a great opportunity to expand. So that's our little game we play, and the dogs were an easy example. So I offer that. That's been what Owen and I have been up to on our morning walks together, singing John Denver, which I think is hilarious. So here's a couple of letters that I wanted to read, Catherine. Catherine emailed them to me. The first one was really sweet. It comes to us from Cindy. And it's a comment from the Arcturian Healing Show. And just a quick sentence, she said, "When Sananda healed us, I could feel the warmth on my shoulders, my chest, and in the area of my heart. It wasn't from the weather or the sunlight. It was from him. I could feel it radiating. So very happy, Cindy." Thank you, Cindy. What a wonderful testament to how we can feel this and how they're so close to us. I know that made Catherine smile. And the second one, "Catherine, Christine, and Meg, thank you for the wonderful Arcturian adventure and the healing from your latest show. This time on the planet is so very exciting. Thank you for all the updates and for giving your time to inform your listeners. I am so very sad today as all these emotions are surfacing, maybe from the healing. I wish I had the support of my family and friends with my spiritual journey, but they just don't understand or care to. In fact, they think I'm allowing myself to be brainwashed! Exclamation points. If they only knew. I am so very thankful for your shows, as it feels like some normality in my life and that I'm not crazy, that this is really happening and that there are many light workers around the globe who have made it so. Lots of love, Debbie." And Debbie, I don't think you're alone. I think there's many people out there who don't feel the same camaraderie yet with their families of birth and our families of choice here with the light workers around the world. Sure do make us feel like family. So I'm sure that letter reaches to the hearts of many. So thanks for writing us. All right. Let's bring in our New York farm. Catherine, Christine, hey.
Hey, Meg. Hey, everybody. Man, do we have a lot of stuff that is off the charts amazing for us all tonight. Saint Germain has been here all day. So he's got a lot of specifics, a lot of details, and I am myself working hard as I peek out across this bright world and see all of you doing. So we know what to do by now, guys. Lock arms, hold hands, move closer. We are the family of light workers on the surface of this earth. Now is our moment. This squeeze is one of the things we most prepared for. This is our moment. All we gotta do is shine together. I look forward to the rest of the show and being with all of you. And here's Catherine.
Hi, everyone. Oh, yes, this is very exciting. We have so many goodies for tonight. So that was great fun, Meg. I loved your comment about whenever something comes up that's less than joyful, it's an opportunity to expand. And, oh, boy, have I been working on that, too. Today, Saint Germain came and talked to me in person about the violet fire. And I want to share this with people because I think it'll be really helpful to others, too. I always sort of admired when people talked about the violet fire and thought, oh, isn't that a nice tool for our ascension? Or for time, when times get rough or you just don't know what to do. so my picture of it was that it would be something you'd use sometimes. Well, today I learned that you can use the violet fire all day long. And it's not a tool. It's a wonderful gift from Saint Germain. And there's an element about it that I really didn't understand. Here's where my training gets in the way. You know, you don't have to look at every detail. You don't have to dig through the past. You just have to say, uh-uh, to this, whatever it is. You just said something you regret. You just did something that's maybe mean. I confess, I'm working on that. And you might have felt something towards someone, even if you didn't act on it, that wasn't friendly. You don't have to examine it. You don't have to dig into how you got that way or where it came from. You just have to give it to the violet fire. And when Christine reads the prayer she's going to do later, you'll see. The violet fire is me. I am in the violet fire. I am the violet fire. I use the violet fire. It frees me. And when you do it, you free yourself completely from the thing you're putting in it. If you put it in the fire, it is gone. You don't have to go back again and do it over. You're done. It's freedom. So thank you, Saint Germain, for explaining that and for offering me this beautiful gift that we can all use. So now I'm going to introduce Christine, who has some wonderful information for us. So get closer to your radio. Here comes the news.
Great mental image. I love that. Like those old with the static and the big knobs, right? Okay, great. Here we go. Saint Germain has specifically asked me to share with you an excerpt from the following RV intel that was given this afternoon by none other than our beautiful Yosef. And again, our thanks and love to Dinar Chronicles for so beautifully posting and keeping us all as one as we walk through this journey of revaluation and redemption together. So this is from today's situation report, SITREP, Monday, August 22nd at 1400, and it's entitled Mercy. I'm just going to read the opening lines. Dear currency holders and Republic political leadership, Saturday night, a key computer infrastructure system integral to the RV mainframe was brought down due to a rogue cabal attack at a top-secret military location. Additional tactical military personnel were called in both to replace the system and to guard this RV server location against future attack. The new hardware components were installed on Sunday, thus reconnecting the digital RV redundancy network once again. Special algorithm software was then loaded to reboot the new system at midnight Sunday, last night. And we are told this reboot is now three-quarters complete as of noon Monday, today. So, if all goes as rescheduled, we're looking at a late evening Monday, early Tuesday release, according to Wells Fargo. This past weekend was without question the RV release weekend set by the authors of the plan long ago for a host of reasons. So yes, humanity is now well past the due date for delivery of our RV baby. But there's no more oxygen left in the womb. Humanity is now overtly suffocating across the globe. All right. Saint Germain is nodding to me to end there, and he will come now and comment. Meg, would you please bring in our beloved Saint Germain?
Wonderful. My pleasure. Well, you're around us all with your violet fire. We can feel you so close, Saint Germain. Welcome. Welcome.
Oh, Meg, thank you for your welcome. Oh, thank you all. I am thrilled to be here. Thank you to our channels for continuing to endeavor, no matter what it takes, to be on the air. I'll let you know right now, you do have...
Hi, carry on,
hey,
Meg.
Catherine.
I'm just going to bring in the conference call. Be right back.
Wonderful. Okay.
Yes, this was a cabal-sponsored interruption, so we'll be right back.
I tell you what, we are techie experts by the time this is all done. Well, we welcome all people who have forgotten their family. We welcome all of you to come around the hearth as well. You're welcome to listen in and be a part of this as well.
Started.
Meg, can you hear me? It's Christine.
Yeah, we're all together.
Okay, thank you, Meg. I'll step back. And here is our Saint Germain. Yes,
thank you, Saint
I am
Germain.
Saint Germain. Yes, thank you, Meg. As I was saying when I was so rudely interrupted, as soon as Christine, Meg, and Catherine responded to our request and scheduled a show for every night, every day as a show of unity to bring in the RV across the finish line, the cabal did their part by immediately scheduling an electronic interruption at roughly the same 3-minute window each and every show. We can't help but chuckle. Hasn't slowed us down one bit, has it?
Not a bit.
Now, where was I? Well, first, I would like to comment on the RV GCR intel that I had Christine share with you all. I confirm it. It was exactly as was said, more or less. Won't it be refreshing when we don't have to speak in winks and nods, because all of us here, all of us across the surface, are living in total transparency with nothing but joy to answer for what we say. That day is so close. So that's all I'll say about that portion of the intel. But I would also like to address that the authors of the plan, of course, including yours truly, long ago chose this weekend as the date. Yes. Again, there are factors we won't go into explaining tonight that also give us always flexibility. And I want to first confirm that many, many RVGCR kickoff windows that you have experienced and got excited about were indeed legitimate, possible, and even at times very probable windows. So, as I speak tonight, you will understand more and more why I answer you with specifics in one way that from another side glance don't seem to be specifics at all. In fact, tonight I do come to answer your questions. However, I'm not going to answer them in a 3D, in a third dimensional, in a lower dimensional way, because that's not where the Freedom and Prosperity programs bloom open. That's not where you're headed. That's not where you're capable of operating from, living from, loving from right now and from now on and now up. So what is answering in a 3D style? Well, some of the characteristics of a 3D question-answer session would be some kind of stress going on in the questioner, some sort of anxiety, or some sort of, it may mask itself as a demand. It may show up in the name of practicality. It may even use phrases. The questioner may even use phrases such as, well, after all, we're in the third dimension. We should have third dimensional answers. You can be sure you are in a question-answer session with someone currently choosing to be very planted in the third dimension if phrases like this pop up. And that's all right. After all, this has been a third dimensional experience. However, it's no favor to answer back from the same dimension. Why? Because that is not where the true answer lies. In love, we answer from the most expanded, light-filled place we may answer from. We also answer in a way that provides the answer without reattaching to the former matrix, without re-anchoring to the depth of lower dimensions, which includes secrecy, danger, hiding, skullduggery, and all sorts of other things that at best tinge on the dark. So I can feel the eye roll now. How frustrating, Saint Germain. How unfair, Saint Germain. We're here. We want answers. We need answers. Saint Germain, come on. We're exhausted and we're holding this thing up and our arms and legs are buckling. We need some clear answers. You want to call that 3D? Okay, we want them. Well, my, I'm going to give you the answers. But first, take a deep breath. You're already laughing, I hope. I see you are. In spite of yourself, some of you. And just relax. I come with much good news. Okay. First of all, know this. The higher you go, the easier it is to see the wide view. However, one of the perks of higher dimensions is that we also do not obscure the details. The higher we go, the wider we see. This includes you. And the more specific we see simultaneously. That's another little hint to put in your multidimensional backpack. The higher you go, the easier answers are to hold gently in your hand. Because the higher you go, which means the more relaxed, the kinder, the more willing to laugh, the more flexible, those are all you going higher, higher. The higher you go, the more you can see the energy of things. Now, don't panic. You're not suddenly going to see rolling waves of things across in front of your personal view screen. That's not what I mean. You'll have an understanding. For example, where I sit now energetically, the RV, the GCR, even the programs to follow, Nisara, Gassara, the healing technologies, the free energy technologies, the release of all of that and more, the abolition of illegal tax systems, which is all of them at this point. I can go on and on. It is all already fully energetically achieved. I see it just as clearly and truthfully and actually as you can in the morning when your coffee buzzer goes off and you say, oh, the coffee's done, and you have the proof because you see it went off, the light is done, the aroma is filling the air, you have a little bit of excited drool. But did you pour the coffee yet? No. Did you even get to put your lips on the edge of the cup and taste that coffee yet? No. But is the coffee made? Is it done? Yes, indeed it is. See where I'm going? So listen to me now, my family. The RV and GCR is not only done, it is released. We, along with your brothers and sisters on the ground, are doing everything possible to get it to you. Now, still from this high position we all find ourselves in, from here, you can now understand when a not yet is not a no. When someone says yes, and then it doesn't happen, it doesn't mean it was wrong. From here, it was the most obvious thing to report because it was true. We just didn't quite get the coffee to the lips. That's it. Now, we're having a good time tonight, aren't we? That coffee example was for all of you, Meg. So, I said I wasn't going to give specifics, but because I'm in a high dimension and I'm not going to pretend to meet you in the mired muck of the low dimensions, I'm going to join you in the heart, in love and fun, as I have and as you have. I can also contradict myself as easily as I want to, because that's pretty specific stuff I said, isn't it? The RV GCR is done and in progress. And we are turning ourselves upside down and inside out to get it to you. Now, how are you contributing? Are you contributing by, okay, here it comes, grumbling, doubting, even if you have such legitimate reasons, and you do. You are exhausted. You are stretched far beyond your capacity. You are experiencing a tremendous squeeze on many fronts, each and every one of you. Yet, how are you responding? I like what Christine said. This is the moment we have all trained for. This is the potential that things would get this wacky at this point, and we would have to link arms as a family, here, there, and everywhere, and hold the light. What that does, what your role is, what you do when you choose to hold the light, when you're exhausted, being squeezed, truly, with difficult, difficult situations of health, finances, work, all of it, unprecedented stress. When you choose to hold the light in what you think, feel, say, do, dream, imagine, intend, you create a bandwidth of light that is a safety zone for us to operate in. It means when the many in the collective or in Dinar land or those that aren't aware of this ability inside themselves, when they hear the bad news or when they receive the chaotic energies or when they are turned upside down by all the chaos that's happening now, and their spirits dive and their hopes fade, this bandwidth of light that each and every one of you is contributing to allows us to continue to make forward progress without having to stop our efforts because the energies on the surface fell too low. So we then have to deal with re-raising those energies by working through you all, re-stimulating you, re-inspiring you, so that you shake it off and pick it back up. When you just decide to hold the light the way you are, we get to keep going full tilt. That's how you're contributing. That's why it matters what you choose in the smallest of moments. This event is inside you. Yes, you will see and experience the results outside of you in some of the most miraculous series of events ever to befall an entire population on a planet, much less precious you. But now you have even a clearer insight and understanding. This event is inside of you. Hold the light. Stay in the quality of love that you choose. I'll give you a hint. The qualities of the Peace and Freedom programs are joy, prosperity of every kind, relax everything, laughter, ease, wonder, hope, awe. Pick one. Pick one and wear it, be it, hold on to it. Then you will be matching the qualities of the programs already released. And you will be increasing the light, width, depth, quality of that bandwidth of light I mentioned. And about the violet fire. Yes, Catherine, the violet fire is a gift. And it is to be used constantly. It is your friend. It is conscious. It is a consciousness. It is a living, unfed flame. Its source is Mother and Father God. It is eternal. It cannot be used up. It cannot be used too much. It is a gift. It is instant transmutation. It is instant displacing dark experiences and pain and exhaustion and the squeeze with light, with love, with all those qualities I just mentioned that are the programs of freedom and prosperity. So call upon the violet fire. In a moment, I'm going to ask Christine to do just that. I've put her on the spot tonight. I've asked her to do what many, many, and many of you do and have done faithfully. But tonight I'm asking her to do it in front of all of you. Won't that be fun? I picked one of the decrees, which she calls a prayer, from her personal favorite prayer book, which Catherine just found in the bottom of a pile of papers, and there's a lot of celebration in the house for its return. I've asked her to read one about the violet fire, but I've asked her to do it as though none of us are here, as though she's only doing it standing out on the cliffs above the sea, as is her favorite place to do it, talking to all of us and to God and the dolphins. Well, of course, she can't actually do it as though we're not here. We're here. We're all here on the call. But she's going to give it all her heart. And you can see, you will be able to feel, because I will be enhancing the transmission. I will be joining her. Those on the ships will be joining her. Perhaps you'd like to join her as we all invoke the violet fire for the surface of Earth, for the whole of Earth, for everyone on the Earth at this moment. So, before she does that, I ask you, can you patiently and excitedly remain expectant for the beginning of the programs of freedom and prosperity, while helping us to bring this to fulfillment with the launch to Dinarland of the RV and the global currency reset? Thank you. That request is from my heart. I need you this night. Stay steady with me, family, my brothers, my sisters. I ask you to remain by my side. Let's do this together as we've always planned to. This is our moment. I am your Saint Germain, in awe of you, in tender love of you, in gratitude to you. Now, won't you join with me, Christine, the company of heaven, the galactics far and wide, joining us now from their ships and homeworlds, the higher selves from the surface of Earth, the Agarthans, and other high-dimensional societies within the bright, brilliant realities within your Earth. The animals, the kingdoms, shall we all join together as Christine uses her voice as our one voice? Christine, please, with and behalf of us all, invoke the violet fire through the prayer, the decree I have chosen this night. I am your Saint Germain. Christine, the talking stick is yours. Hey, everybody. It's me, Christine. I have to bring my cheekbones down off the ceiling of smiling to do this. No, I don't. Saint Germain, I love you. Thank you for asking me for us all to be by your side. We vow to stay there. Now, Saint Germain has chosen for us all to join through the prayer, the decree called for an infusion of violet flame. We begin now. I am the violet flame blazing, blazing through me now. I am the violet flame infusing each one of my chakras. I am the violet flame activating each strand of my DNA. I am the violet flame erasing all human imperfection. I am the violet flame enfolding me with the love of Mother, Father, God. I am the violet flame tracing the way for my glorious ascension into the light. Violet flame, O violet flame, may you flood this entire planet and all of humanity in an auric field of your light, freeing and transforming all that is less than God's perfection. And so be it, beloved, I am. So be it. I see
so be it.
Archangel Michael is here, so I will directly pass the talking stick to him. I love you all. I am your Christine. Michael.
Oh, dear family. Wow. The energy is flowing so brilliantly. This is Michael. And thank you, dear Saint Germain, as he asked for your support. We saw the bright ripples and sparkles of your light reaching for us, reaching for our dear Saint Germain to uplift and support him. Oh, what a beautiful sight. I want to tell you what it feels like when we receive such a prayer decree as the one Christine just read, and when we feel the brilliant light reaching us with your greetings, your welcome, your questions, your laughter, directly from your hearts. We are uplifted, just as you are, by this powerful communication that we have with all of you. And I can tell you, because we have free will, because we are beyond free will, we don't have the same circumstances you have to constrain us in any way. When you speak with us, we must respond. Love must respond, because that's who we are. That's what we are. We serve only love. And so your questions, your prayers, your bright light sent to us, we must respond. We scramble to assist you anytime love asks. You only need to genuinely, sweetly, from your heart, communicate with us, and we are there. We will always be there. In love. Tonight, I am Mother and Father's messenger for you. I confirm everything that has been read, everything Saint Germain has said, everything, dear family, is underway. There is nothing lost. We have only one request of you, beloved. We know how hard you've worked. We know you're tired. We ask only
that you hold the light as we are now, all of us together. Now receive the healing love that we all are sending you and that you will need to be eased and to continue holding the light right here with us as we all expand in love. I am your Archangel Michael, your brother. Good night. Hold the light. Hold the light. I love you.
By your side, I'll be.